Thank you, Rob. Hello, Esmeralda. Nice to see
Hello.
You.
Ditto.
Good to be seen, quite frankly. Thank you to Dan Long, who has been doing a wonderful job tonight, not only producing this program, but acting as a roadie. He's been logistics, helping Judith and Leland and their crew get everything in and move the van around. And so kudos to you, Dan.
Well, I'm not really good at anything, but I'm kind of good at a lot of things.
Listen.
So.
Tonight,
jack of all trades,
you were jack of all trading all over the place, and you did a heck of a job. So terrific. If you are a beer lover like I am, the announcement that came out of City Hall today will have you smiling. Oh, man, I was smiling. Because Friday Night Flights is back in Chicago for a second summer. What is Friday Night Flights? Well, I'm going to let the pros tell you about that. John Lesniewicz is the cultural tourism director for Tour Chicago, or Choose Chicago, rather. And Danielle DeLisandro is the executive director from the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, and they both join me now on WGN. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking some time, and congratulations on a second year of Chicago Friday Flights. This is very exciting.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Jason, why don't you tell everybody who may not know what the Chicago Friday Night Flights is?
Yeah, the Friday Night Flights is a series of beer tastings that happen across the city. There are six of them that happen from June through September in different parts of the city. And they are focused on craft beer from the neighborhoods, the surrounding neighborhoods where the event is held. So, you know, we have a lot of great corridors throughout the cities or little district, brewing districts, if you will, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of clusters of breweries. So we'll hold an event in those areas and highlight those breweries, bring some food, some music, or a DJ along, and it's a great 3-hour Friday night.
So this started last year, and has it expanded this year? What was it about the success of last year's that made you say there's no question we have to bring this back for a second season?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we had great success. Many of the events last year sold out. We were at capacity. You know, we really started small last year. We wanted them to be intimate neighborhood events. We realized we could grow them a little bit and still have that intimacy. And to grow them, we needed to bring in more breweries per event. So this year, we will have 10 to 12 breweries at each event. Last year, sometimes we had 6 to 8. And some of the bigger events, like the kickoff event at Gallagher Way, will have anywhere between 25 and 30 breweries from across the city, from Beverly all the way up to, I think, Saugeenosh might be participating, the brewery out there.
It is amazing. There is no shortage of breweries. Danielle is the executive director of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. How many breweries are in the city and then in the state? Because there seem to be a brewery seems to open every day.
You're actually not wrong about that. That's very true. We have over 230 breweries now in the state of Illinois, and we have another 20 or so that are slated to open still this year or next year. So we're still seeing pretty tremendous growth in the state. In Chicago, we probably have about, you know, between 50 and 60 breweries within the Chicago limits. And so this is really an opportunity to highlight those breweries and the work that they're doing. And to Jason's point, you know, we are seeing, you know, these clusters of breweries too, whether it's in the Ravenswood Corridor, in Westtown, in Pilsen, and kind of everywhere in between, that really provides an opportunity for consumers, whether they're from the neighborhood or live in Chicago or even tourists, to come in and be able to experience and visit, you know, a number of breweries in you know, in a day or in a weekend.
Are you finding that because an area might have one or two breweries that are successful, that is leading to the corridors, as you say, so other breweries are going to go, well, if these guys did okay here, you know, we can cluster together and we can collaborate, whatever we're going to do, but it makes more sense to be near some other brewers.
It does, and actually I think that's the unique thing about this industry. You've nailed it when you said collaborative. You know, it's competition, sure, but what you see a lot is these breweries that are collaborating. They're making beer recipes together. They're showcasing. They're highlighting each other's breweries. And so, particularly in the Ravenswood Corridor, you have Dovetail Brewery and Beguile Brewing. They're literally a block apart, as well as up a little bit further north with Half Acre Beer Company on Balmoral and Spiteful Brewing. Their tap room right mm-hmm. next door. Again, that provides an experience, and so consumers are completely excited to be able to go and visit one and then to be able to visit another and try the different beers and be able to talk about, you know, the differences in the styles and the companies.
And Jason, when you're looking at the map of the city and you see where the breweries are, what goes into deciding what region is going to get one of the events this year? How did that come about?
You know, we really look at areas that, you know, will have a good, you know, 8 to 10 breweries, you know, and I'm not talking, you know, they're pretty expansive this year. So, you know, Milwaukee Avenue corridor that touches from Westtown all the way up to Portage Park, I think. Mm-hmm. But each of the breweries are right off Milwaukee Avenue. So we kind of hit northwest, the north, the south, and the west sides of the city.
As you mentioned, the kickoff event is June 29th. That is that's not right, is it?
June 15th. It'll be June 15th.
June 15th. Yeah. I'm looking at the different calendar. June 15th, and that's right up near Wrigley Field. And you've got that one going to have you mentioned more breweries than the normal events. The rest of the
we wanted to do a large kickoff event and open it up to breweries across the city. You know, Danielle invites the breweries to these events. And, you know, I think if you look at the brewery list, we have a great list of breweries that really represents the city. So I think we'll have, between 25 and 30 by the time June 15th rolls around. We'll have some great local food by Smoke Daddy and Big Star providing barbecue and tacos. And so great food, great beer, great people, of course, a great scenery right outside Wrigley Field at Gallagher Way, and it's going to be a great event.
That sounds terrific, and people go to ChicagoFridayNightFlights.com to get all their tickets. And you mentioned that the events sell out. I have to mention that this portion of the Justin Kaufman Show brought to you by Wolf's Flea Market, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. So Chicago Friday Night Flights is back. What's the capacity? Because as I mentioned, you said it sells out. So what's the capacity at these events?
The first one's around 1,000 people.
Okay, and people want to come out and they want to sample. So if I come or when I come to one of these flights, because I go to the breweries around me and I've started branching out. So what can I expect? Is it going to be? Is it like most beer fests where you get the sample glass and you get to go around to the different places? How does Chicago Friday Night Flights work?
Absolutely. We provide you with a pass. It is 10 samples of 3-ounce pours of beer, and you will get your glass when you check in. If you bought your ticket, you know, online, or if you bought it at the gate, we'll check you in. We'll get you a glass and a sampling pass, and off you go to the various breweries that are at each event. Most breweries, I would say, bring at least 2 styles of beer, sometimes nice. 3. So, you know, if we have, you know, 30 breweries there, potentially, you know, that's 60 to 90, you know, different styles of beer that would be on display. Yeah.
It's very difficult when you go to these brew fests because you say to yourself, wow, there's 60 beers. And then you realize I can't possibly drink all 60 beers. It's a challenge. It's a gauntlet that I'll throw down for myself. And Danielle, I'm sure you appreciate that kind of effort as the executive director of the Craft Brewers Guild. But as a consumer, it's a very difficult choice at times.
I'll jump in. Yeah, it can be. The neat thing, though, too, is depending on, you know, the breweries or tap rooms that you've been to, you can kind of navigate that. I mean, for our festivals, too, you know, we provide a list of breweries and a map in advance so people can kind of navigate and plan out the breweries that they want to hit. So and the great thing, too, is that for these events, it's often the brewer, the owner that is out there pouring. Mm-hmm. And so it really provides just an interactive engagement for the consumer to be able to learn more about the brand and about the history and about the story behind the brewery itself.
Is there a point, do you think, Danielle, where we're going to hit a saturation point? Because, you know, as I said, and you confirm this, it seems like a brewery is opening every day. Do you foresee a point where we finally go, there's enough. We can't possibly drink this much beer.
You know, that's actually been a question that a couple of folks have been asking over the last few years now, and I would actually say no. At least we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that slowdown, particularly in Illinois. So I think there's a tremendous focus still on local, on community. You know, you're not necessarily going to see, you know, a Goose Island, you know, in the next couple of years. But no, certainly we're continuing to see some pretty some pretty significant and encouraging growth here in Illinois.
What do you think, before I let you go, what do you think makes Chicago and Illinois such a powerhouse for craft brewing?
So a couple of things. I think in Chicago, we have the lake, right? We have Lake Michigan, which is clean water, incredibly important. We have tourism, hospitality. The mayor has been incredibly supportive, and along with True Chicago, we've been really thankful for the partnership that we've been able to develop. We have great resources in Illinois as well, in terms of our agricultural resources. And then we've been able to push some pretty significant legislative efforts that have allowed for small brewers to be able to access consumers directly. And I think that's been really encouraging, has been a driver of growth here in the state.
Well, True Chicago, the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, and the city of Chicago, very excited to announce the second season of Chicago Friday Night Flights. You can go to ChicagoFridayNightFlights.com to get your tickets. The kickoff event is June 15th at Gallagher Way. It runs from 6 to 9. You can go and get your tickets and go and enjoy 3 hours of wonderful craft beers. Then there are five more events throughout the summer, so make sure you, if you are a beer lover, this sounds like a wonderful thing. Jason, thank you so much for being here. Danielle, I appreciate the time. Congratulations on a second season. Looking forward to this year, and then many more years of Chicago Friday Night Flights. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Take care. This sounds terrific. So again, you can go to ChicagoFridayNightFlights.com and get your tickets. June 15th, the first Friday Night Flight at Gallagher Way, right near Wrigley Field. There's going to be food. There's going to be all sorts of wonderful, wonderful beer. Let's do this, and then we will talk more on WGN.